Camp Cedar Brook came up, so I wanted to mention this. I know a majority of the votes sent in said that we should try to buy it, and not as an income, but simply because probably be our last chance to close the back door to our property. We could have a wayward kids camp back there. We could have any kind of camp back there, and you know what happens. They'll be all through the park. So you might want to talk to the board about, if you think we should buy it, you need to talk to the board about reassessing that decision.
What was the price on it?
We don't know yet, but see, we're probably facing right now, because of the economy and the fact that they're taking it back, the bank's probably going to have to take it back. You know, it could be a lot cheaper. But that should, nothing should be done until it's checked out. Question back at the back first, and then you, Clark.
I get Clark Bradley. I guess I don't understand the decisions to not buy the property. Now, are we still trying to buy that property, or have we decided not to do it?
Okay,
not to do it this time.
Can I tell you what happened? They sent out something to you folks. A majority of the people sent back and said, hey, like 70-30, was it 70%? 70-30 said we want to do it. Then the board started kicking it around and said, well, we're not going to make any money off of it. The point has never been to make any money. It's so that we don't have to have buses or a string of people going through the park, and we don't have to have, we can close off the back door. See, that's the only reason for it. It's not to make money. But eventually we would start making money from it once we harvested timber, because it's got a lot of timber in there. So that's, Clark was next, and then you, James. Okay, I'm sorry.
Tell me what the status is right now. Is it any interest in seeing if it's possible, or did the board say quit, don't touch it?
The board, there was no real reason, as far as I could determine, why the board said don't touch it, except that it was going to generate no income. But the reason for it, as a homeowner, my reason for it's not to generate income, it's to close off that little piece of property, so now we are totally secure within our boundaries.
Fred, I was on the board at that time.
Yeah, I know, but I'll call you, Paul.
Thank you.
Going to consider in the future possibly obtaining that property?
I think what they need is direction from the people who are members of the Rec Association, the eight members, which is probably, see, here's what I would do as one homeowner,
okay,
who is part owner of that timber fund. That timber fund gets used for a lot of things and gets diluted. I would say, take that timber fund, don't have any assessments, don't charge anybody else, buy it with the timber fund, and then put it in the rest of our 400 some acres of timber fund and manage it as part of our timber area. That's what I do as one individual.
Okay. Can I answer as a board member to some of these things?
Sure.
Fred wasn't on the board.
But I attended the meeting.
However, what was asked of the members was a show of interest, should we go forward and investigate?
Yeah.
So we did do our diligence. We identified the cost, and the ongoing cost as well. And a majority of the board decided, I'm not saying how I voted one way or the other, but the majority of the board decided that based on certain circumstances that we should not go forward. Now, if there's groups of people that are A members that want to come to the next board meeting and express their opinions and maybe give us some directions, that's great.
I think land is going to increase in value. I believe that we would have a very opportune time to control problems we have down there. But also, I don't want to say emphatically to the board, buy it. But I think it should be considered if it is practical.
Right, that's what we went through, that iteration this last year.
Okay.
But if you want to reinstitute that again, come to the board.
I don't think he has to come to the board meeting. He can do it here. You know, let Charles clarify something.
Okay.
Since he was on the board too. And then we'll go to Ron, and then we'll go back there.
Well, there are two things. One, there was a question of what was the price. First, I'll tell you, last time it sold for $780,000. That was like 5 years ago or whenever that was, 5-6 years ago. At the current time, the owner, when I spoke with him directly, he said he would go at 420. His realtor wanted 640,
yeah.
And I bypassed the realtor and went directly to the owner. He said, I'm in big trouble. I'll take 420 right now. That's $420 for three structures and 17 acres, 22 acres.
Yeah. Okay. Ron, and then we got to move on. See what you guys want to do. Move on.
This is, talk about big decisions. This is a big one.
Yeah.
And simply coming to the next board meeting is not a really good answer because it will not be a fair representation of the 80 members that have to make this decision. I make a motion that we authorize the board again to look into this, and if it makes sense to proceed on the purchase of Cedarbrook, they notify us all in minutes, and we have 30 days to vote.
To object.
To object, or either way, we have 30 days so that they can move forward. If you may not have that much time, but I further recommend that if it looks like they really want to do this, to put a binding clause on it, to risk of losing a little bit, if it looks like a worthwhile thing, so that they do hold it, but give you 30 days to make a yes or no decision, and if it goes forward, it does.
Okay. You made a motion, and then you talked about it a lot, but you need to condense what you said into a motion for our secretary.
I move that we authorize the board to investigate the current opportunity for the Cedar Group. If it looks favorable, they put a deposit on it. And notify the 80 members, and they then give authorization to the board or not to proceed with the purchase.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Does everybody know what he said now, or do I need to have him reread it? If not, then we got questions or discussions going on. And Wanda's hand was up first.
Who's the second?
Yeah. Oh, who seconded? So,
we're buying an option.
Who seconded this?
Mark Bradley.
Mark Bradley.
Mark Bradley.
Okay. Yes. Wanda has the floor. What? Right here.
Yeah, but me.
Wanda Lindhart. My question is, how much money is in the timber fund right now, and are we looking at a mortgage to do this, or is this something we have enough to simply cover?
Yeah. So there's probably enough to purchase it in the timber fund. I looked into getting loans, and we're creditworthy enough that we could probably get a loan against it. My personal opinion, after touring it and looking at the condition of those buildings and what would have to be done to get it up to snuff to use, or even just to tear everything down and start fresh, it would require that the timber fund wouldn't have enough money.
It would require
now,
what?
It would not have enough money.
Now,
to tear it down, to buy it and then tear down, because there are about 25 structures. There's 17 tent structures that are just in horrible condition. And the timber on it is essentially unmarketable right now, although it may be in the future. In my opinion, in the near future, it would require another assessment.
So what would be left in the timber fund?
Nothing.
If we purchase it?
Probably nothing. Yeah.
So our security then is what we're giving up to purchase it.
Yeah, you're buying the fence.
Yep.
You're buying a different type of security.
What kind of liability would we have by apartment?
I don't know a good answer to that question. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, normally you insure buildings, but if those buildings are worthless to us, maybe we don't, I don't know.
Well, it's still liability.
If you tear them down and blow them up, then it's no more than a
million. You got an empty swimming pool.
Yeah, there's an empty swimming pool. There's, yeah.
A lot of risk.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we say. It doesn't hurt to investigate. Yes.
I'm not forcing.
No.
I'm just in line.
Okay. Yes.
A question. If the Temper Fund's going to be the one that buys it, that means the rent tickets only get to vote on it? Yeah, he said it could be an assessment.
No. It should not go out to anyone but the red ticket people. That if the Timber Fund couldn't buy it, we shouldn't buy it. I would vote against it if we were going to have to take a loan. I just wouldn't agree with that.
I just want to clarify that it would not cost an assessment for all the homeowners.
Yeah, no. It shouldn't be an assessment. It should. If it can be purchased, it should be purchased by the Timber Fund, moved into the other timber area, and become one of our compartments in the timber area. At that point, you'd have to have an assessment increase for a certain period of time to create a total homeowner rec association, a park fund, rather than one that you're always trying to get the red people to vote for.
Let's not try to build that application.
Yeah, well, he asked a question, though. You know, and I'm trying to answer. Do what?
He didn't answer in the first half of that.
Okay. Yes.
It's my understanding, I've been told, I don't know this for a fact, that there are a number of structures on there, of which three are various stages of viability. Would that be a correct statement?
Yeah. Okay.
The rest would basically be removed, or should be removed.
Plus the swimming pool.
Yes. Now, I don't know if the board has looked into the possibility of acquiring the parcel, okay, selling the three viable structures, okay, to reduce their overall cost, but wrapping that into the whole park so that they became subject to the same rules, regulations that we are, okay, and that funds would reduce the acquisition cost. This would be my thought.
Here's, I need to answer. I need to answer him. Because I can tell you what the problem is. We tried to do that with the 5 acres. When you bring any more property in here that you're going to make part of this park, then the county steps in, and that's why we dropped developing the 5 acres, is because we would have had to take Long Barn Sugar Pine Road, we would have had to widen it, we would have had to grade it, to gravel it, we would have had to put in turnouts, and we would have had to maintain it 365 days a year, we'd had to plow it. So it became cost prohibitive. It would have cost us more to do it than what the 5 acres was worth. That's why we sold the 5 acres. So,
view this apples to apples here because you have existing structure, so that changes it.
Yep. But there's only one that was actually a residence.
The 5 acres you were going to subdivide is
yep.
And that makes a difference. We're not going to subdivide
very
that.
Large cost.
Yeah, and what you but I'm just telling you, you don't know what the county's going to require if you do that and you start selling off.
And that's the basis of my question.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem area that would have to be researched with the county.
That's my question.
That's why I wanted to answer you.
Yeah.
Okay, who's next?
I would like to make a comment here. We can beat this up and try to make the decision, but we all have a lot of other things to do.
That's right.
I believe that we should give it back to the board. The board can get other members of the community to be on a committee, and you send out a statement. Here's what we can offer. Here's where the money will come from. Here's the additional pros and cons of it, because we'll have more taxes. Give us a written statement of what we are going to vote on, and let's move this on.
That's right. And anything that has to be done, like what Clark said, has to be researched, and that's it. Okay. Can we have a motion to turn it back over to the board. Can we act on that? Yes?
I call for the vote.
Okay.
And we're voting on the motion.
It'll be red ticket people voting to put it back in the hands of the board. Okay. I need three people to come up here and help me run this.
Second.
go ahead. One second.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying it was authorized board to investigate the purchase of Cedar Brook, to do their due diligence for the park's benefit to see if it's a viable purchase.
Okay, and notify everybody within 30 days to proceed, and they're authorized to make a deposit if they think it's worth pursuing.
Okay, we call for the question. Red tickets. All in favor of this? Okay, opposed to it? Okay, motion carried.
Can I have two things?
Okay, the next item. What? Oh.
Two things. Is there a water source on it that would enhance our availability? And two, it's being advertised heavily in the monthly or weekly brochures for your real estate. So I've seen it in there three times.
Okay, I can answer one thing. There is a very good well on there because when we had problems in the past, we hooked in and used their water. So that is an asset, the well that they have. The other, I don't know. Thank you. Okay,